Rowan. Hiya, Valentine.
How are you doing? You okay?
Well, I'm good, yeah. How are you?
Not too bad, not too bad.
Good. Thank you very much for joining us. How was your Christmas?
It wasn't too bad. I indulged a little bit myself, but not chocolate and crisps for breakfast in the morning.
Well, okay. I did say that it was a one time a year. I don't feel guilty about it, but you kind of managed to make me feel slightly guilty about it anyway. So obviously I'm not the only one, you know, as you say, you're a professional trainer. So, you know, even you indulge. So thousands of people will have done it themselves and they'll probably take a look at the scales and go, oh, you know, I perhaps shouldn't have done that. So what should we be doing to shed a few pounds over the next, I don't know, weeks and months?
Well, I think it shouldn't be just weeks and months. It should be a lifetime, a lifestyle change sort of thing. You know, so don't just think of it in a short term sort of scale, which is, you know, weeks and months kind of thing. Think of it this time next year. Do you want to still be feeling the same way that you're feeling right now? Mm. So that's a long term sort of goal plan. And then within that, then you need to sort of set out little short goals. And the best way really is sort of look at what you're eating, keep a food diary, just really sort of. Cut down on your portions mainly. Eat more plenty of sort of green veg, protein with most of your meals, and that's the way forward really. I mean, and obviously on top of that, moving or exercise. You know, so that's pretty much as simple as it gets.
Because the temptation for lots of people is to think, I want to lose some weight and I want to lose it quickly. You know, where's the diet that I can jump on that'll let me do that? I saw some interesting comments from the Friends actress Jennifer Aniston this week, and she said that these fad diets, and she'd been guilty of using them in the past, she said they just don't work. And for her, it was exactly what you just said about lifestyle change. But there will be people
all diets work. You know, they work for a little bit. And then what happens is when people lose weight, they go back into, I've lost the stone. Brilliant. Okay, I'm gonna eat that chocolate and all that kind of stuff. And that's the spiraling sort of thing downwards. There are plenty of programs. I mean, I know I can give results whereby, you know, people can lose a stone within a month. But it's just keeping that going. Mm. Still enjoying, you know, a glass of wine, still enjoying chocolate, but just not overindulging in it.
So it's about changing your mindset as much as changing your physical routine and your eating.
Absolutely. And you know, it's a case of, I hate the word diet, because the word diet has die in it. Whereas lifestyle has life in it. So I say choose lifestyle and make the small changes that you need to make. I, with all my clients, it's the sort of weight loss that I aim for is between 2 to 4 pounds that people that want to lose weight. I think someone early on this morning was talking about, you know, September, wedding coming up.
That's me, yeah. But not my wedding, but relative's wedding, yeah.
I mean, if you were to lose, say, 2 pounds a week, it's only a small amount, per se, but that's roughly, I just calculated, it's about 34 weeks from here to now, up until about September. That's 4.5 stones. Mm. You know, and that, I mean, and obviously it's not putting too much pressure on, but at the same time, what you're giving yourself is a realistic goal. You've got a time there as well, you know, when you want it for. And 2 pounds a week is a good amount to lose. And you just got to keep going with it, you know, slowly, just keep chipping away at it.
It's dedication, isn't it? You've got to want it, and then you've got to want to... Absolutely. You've got to put the effort in too.
You've got to want the change badly. Mm. You know, I mean, a lot of the times that I come to see my clients, it's literally a wake-up call for them. You know, I've worked on two TV programs as well. You know, I worked with a chap last year, and I was actually on the show this time in January earlier this year, actually, with Wes. And we were discussing about, you know, people want the changes when it gets to total extreme. And that, for him, he was at 30 stones. He eventually got down to 17.5 stones within a year.
Wow.
Now, you don't want to get to that stage and think, you know, what the hell is going on kind of thing. But we all need a wake-up call. And, you mentioned that you've got kids, and I'm a new dad myself. So, for me, I mean, my focus really is about being strong and everything like that for my child. And also, to be a great role model for the... For my children, kind of thing. So they say, well, you know, and that should be the same case for yourself and everyone else.
Mm. A lot of people put off perhaps joining a gym because they think, well, it's, you know, full of fit people with muscles bulging everywhere, and, you know, they'll look at me with, you know, rolls of fat coming out of the lycra, and, you know, it's just not for them. But, you know, don't be put off, I guess, is the message.
I would say don't jump into gyms straight away, especially not the big commercial gyms, because a lot of the times they're just interested in taking your money, and they're not really too bothered about helping you. Go for small independent gyms. There are plenty around. Go for personal trainers. They all offer sort of group personal training and things like that. I do, to keep it sort of affordable and whatnot. And plus, it's, you know, the most independent gyms and also personal trainers, they really do want to help you achieve your goals, because in a sense, you know, we get satisfaction out of people achieving their goals. But the key thing, I mean, you know, if you can't afford personal trainers, if you can't afford the gym, the thing is very, very simple. You've got to move a little bit more than you are already, eat a little bit less than what you are right now, and then just keep doing it. You know, don't stop. Even when you reach your goal, just don't stop. Continue the healthy lifestyle.
Valentine, thanks very much for joining us this morning.
No problem.
Thank you. Take care. Thank and you. Happy, prosperous, and no doubt healthy 2013 to you.
You too, sir.
Cheers. That's Valentine Rawat, personal trainer from Leeds, all about how to beat the bulge in 2013. We'll take another guest in a moment on Leanne's Mystery Animal Sound.
This Christmas on BBC.